RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wednesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. We've got our full show today. We'll talk with Greg Medea. He covers the University of Virginia. We'll get you ready for their opener on Saturday against Coastal Carolina. We'll, of course, check in with the Hokies ahead of their opener. We've got Zach Joachim here. High school football kicks off tomorrow night on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. 32nd year of high school football on the Fan. It's an institution. Here's how I want to start today's show, though. I want to pay tribute to a longtime Redskins football team commander, beat writer, who I knew really well, and who Awad did as well, and Awad's off this week, but obviously shares these sentiments. We were texting yesterday, and a lot of us were texting yesterday. Rick Snyder died yesterday, so he had had a stroke, was unconscious for a long time, and the family made the decision to let him pass peacefully, which just our prayers with them. That's an impossibly hard decision for them to make. And I hope they're at peace knowing it was the right one. And I want to talk about Rick, the reporter and the guy and the person as well, but also just the outpouring of support for him and the tributes that you've seen as well. And our whole Fan family sends our best to Rick and his family. And of course, he was a regular on Adam's show and on the Junkies. You heard him on Grant and Danny as well regularly. He was everywhere, and he had a heart attack on the practice field at Redskins Park a while back, and he had always said since then he felt like he was getting bonus time, was living extra days, and those extra days ran out yesterday, but he certainly made the most of him. He was, if not the number one Commanders reporter, very much up in that crowd before the heart attack. After it, he also became a tour guide in downtown D.C., walked people around, showed him the sights. He also wrote a bunch of books. He had a YouTube. And let's start there, because Rick Snyder was an old school reporter. He worked on typewriters and, you know, 56K modems and all those things for many years. I would argue he embraced technology a lot quicker than a lot of us who are a lot younger than him, doing weekly YouTube chats, doing videos. Gimme 2 minutes was the catchphrase on social media, leaning into John Keim told him once, hey, you know, you look like Andy Reid a little bit. And to his final days, he never saw it. He never believed that he looked like Andy Reid, despite the fact he's a dead ringer for Andy Reid, which he parlayed into a successful series of social media posts and a great bit online. So that versatility. I want to read a few of the tributes that have come in. I'll give my own, obviously, as well. Mark Zuckerman covers the Washington Nationals for Mass, and he worked at the Washington Times with Rick. He said Rick Snyder was the authority on the Skins in the 1990s. It literally took a heart attack suffered on the practice field to force him off the beat. He could have treated the young kid who replaced him with animosity and disdain. Instead, he was forever gracious, always willing to offer advice and even the occasional compliment. That continued for years after that kid, that's Mark, moved back to the baseball beat in 2025. I am terribly saddened to learn of his passing today. And that's a theme that you'll hear throughout these tributes. There's also, as somebody who, Rick and I are in a little bit of a club in that we were never invited to join the Washington Post, which is, of course, the plumbest gig in Washington media. Now, Rick was, you know, a little rough around the edges and probably wasn't straight out of Washington Post Central casting, but I love that he kicked their butts up and down the field for 10 years in the 90s. I love that he got scoops in the Washington Times that they never saw in the Washington Post. And I emulated that, or tried to emulate that, when I was covering the team for the Times-Dispatch, when that call never came either, and the only option is to be better than them. And he was, and he set the example of how to do that. He was always very supportive in that. John Keim, of course, at ESPN, who worked with Rick as well, he was, this is John Keim, I always admired him as a reporter. He was terrific during the sale of the team after Jack Kent Cook died. It served him well as a reporter that he could battle with suits while mixing with workers. He was competitive but gracious. He cared about how I was remembered. He cared about how he was remembered, but how he'll be remembered is this. He was a true pro. He did his job and went home. He treated people well. He provided excellent guidance when asked, and he held firm to his beliefs and principles. I think that the atmosphere in that room in Ashburn is something that's really, really hard to explain to an outsider, and lots of people have asked me about it over the years. There's 10 or so of us in that room, and on paper, we are all competitors. We don't work together. We don't work for the same places. You work for ESPN or the Post or the Inquirer or the Times or the Fan or wherever it was. But also because you do everything with these 10 people for the duration of the football season. You stand outside and sweat with them during training camp. You travel on the road with them. You have, you know, there are years where I had more meals with John Keim than I probably had with my wife during football season. That is the nature of the beast, and that is the nature of how consuming it is during football season. And so there's a camaraderie there as well that exists within everybody trying to be the best and get the story and the scoop. And Washington is a unique place for a lot of reasons that mostly involve Dan Snyder running the team into the ground and everything being weird for a while. But there are rooms in the NFL, the New York media is probably as good an example as any, where everybody in that room just hates each other at all times, and it's just uber competitive and nobody talks to each other. There are rooms where, yeah, and I'm giving examples that are 10 years old here because I'm way out of there, so don't go running that's how it is now. I'm sure it's different now. Baltimore, where it's very professional but very quiet. They don't hang out. They don't do jokes. They don't do bits together. They just do their work, type out their stories, do their podcasts, and go home. Again, I don't know if that's what it's like now. But in Washington, it was always a collegial place. And that's rare, and that's cool, and that's because of Rick and the tone he set, and then John Keim following him later and the tone he set, and Grant Paulson was very much a contributor to that as well. Y'all listen to Grant and Danny, of course, on The Fan every day. They're on in the afternoons after AWOD and I are done yapping here. Grant Paulson, when I was first credentialed to attend Redskins camp 26 years ago, Rick Snyder was a heavy hitter on the beat. Few people have been supportive to me in the decades since. As I wrestle with his passing, the thing I keep coming back to is how much work he put into keeping touch with people. You heard from him constantly, a DM, a text, or something small. Here's Grant. Letting people know that you're thinking about them is such an awesome thing to do. Putting in the work to be a friend is such a wonderful quality. He was so good at that, and it's something I'll try to do better moving forward. And I think that's cool. It's tough for all of us because it feels like there's a lot of unfinished business. Like we were getting ready for a season. Rick was out there, and now all of a sudden he's not. And to Grant's point, my text thread with Rick is very long, and very little of it is about football. A little bit of it is about football, because in 2014, we made a bet on where the new, at the time, Redskins Stadium would be. And my contention was the only place that will give Dan Snyder money is Virginia. And he said, no, they'll put it in D.C. And we made a wager on it, a steak dinner downtown D.C. For whoever was right. And as when Dan Snyder sold, of course, it swung back to Rick for a while. I was texting him menus from Morton's, from the Palm, every time there's a development in Woodbridge or in Dumfries. And of course, in recent weeks and months, he's been texting me menus from steakhouses in downtown D.C. And of course, I was reminding him there's no lunch until the dirt gets moved. Well, the dirt hasn't moved yet. And so, of course, that lunch isn't going to happen, which is incredibly sad. Not because it's an untied loose end, but because spending time with Rick was a joy. And we won't get a chance to do that. And we've done a lot of these tributes over the years. And I think back to Rich Tandler, another guy who loved the Redskins and loved being a part of that room and was a great contributor to it when he passed as well. And we all know the state of journalism. We're doing more remembrances than we are fun stories about people being hired these days. But Rick's one worth taking a moment and worth paying tribute to. And that's Grant's takeaway is my takeaway. Take the moment, take the time, reach out to people, let them know you love them. That's the best way to be a friend, to make friends, and to make the world a better place. And safe passage to Rick Snyder, to his family. I'm sure we will mention him and think of him often as the season goes on. But we're not going to pull the plug on the show. Often people say, like, well, they would have wanted the show to go on. I can say with a great amount of certainty, while that is a dumb phrase, Rick Snyder would have been very embarrassed to have an entire opening segment about him on this show. He would want the show to go on. We're going to talk about Terry McLaurin. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. We're going to talk about naming baby porcupines at Maymont. We're going to do the show. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to do it for Rick. And there's a million more tributes online, and we'll flag those. You can submit your own online or call in if you want to share if you knew Rick as well. But we'll step aside right now, and we're back after this. You're listening.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Wednesday morning show. We'll get to the roster. It's the oldest roster in football. We'll get to everything else going on around cut day. And the I know some people are surprised by Cleveland Farrell being cut. When you're a veteran of that caliber and you're playing deep into the third preseason game, it's not a great sign for you, and it wasn't for Cleveland Farrell. We'll talk about what that means. Noah Igbinoghene, though, that's the one that caught me off guard. I don't see on paper how they can deal him and still have the depth they need, given the uncertainty at that position. Given they, I know they like their new acquisitions. I know they like, you know, some of these guys who they're going to move to practice squad when it opens. But that was a strange one for me. We'll see if anything happens there, if it was all smoke, no fire. But we've got to start with the Terry McLaurin deal. We'll put the professor goggles on. We'll get down to the monocle, the spectacles. I don't know what they are, but we're reading the Terry McLaurin contract. Terry McLaurin, this is an extension, not a tear up the deal and get a new one. But there are considerations here for Terry. Let me just say big picture first. This is not as bad as I thought it would be for Terry. You heard me say yesterday, I thought Terry must have got just destroyed in these negotiations for the team to not even be a little bit interested in filing it, you know, that first day or providing the information or countering Terry's agents. You know, he's getting $96 million. We all knew when we looked at this, he would not be getting $96 million. But there's some respect in here, and I appreciate that from a I like Terry perspective. I like Terry. I think it's good for the team to have Terry on the team. I think that because I think this is an important year. I think this is Cliff Kingsbury's potential last season, and you go into the unknown on the other side. I think Jane Daniels would be good for a long time, but I also think there are potential stumbles when you bring in a new coordinator, and nobody knows better than Dan Quinn how things could change when you bring in a new coordinator. So I think this is an important year, and I think he's the top target. I think he'll pair well with Debo. So I think he's important on the field. I think he's really important off the field. This is, and I'll retread my favorite line here, they're not in fan retention mode, they're in fan acquisition mode. This football team doesn't have enough fans to sustain itself and do the things they want to do and have the atmospheres they want to have in Landover every week and ultimately in D.C. every week they move back into town. This team does not control the market like it used to. You go up, and it used to be you had to go past Columbia to find Ravens fans. They're in Bethesda now. They're in Largo now. The Ravens have taken over Maryland. There's no team that's taken over Virginia, but you know what? There's a lot of Cowboys fans. There's a lot of kids who are growing up, LeBron, Yankees, Duke, you know, front runner fans that are you're fans of other teams, and that they've lost their stranglehold on the market. They've lost a generation, and you're not going to pick that back up overnight. And Terry's an important part of reclaiming that generation and making new fans. And being known for the things you want to be known for, everybody wants to be known as a quality organization. Terry walks that walk. He's a good dude in the community. So I think it's really important. Not just that they got Terry signed, they have leverage. They got Terry signed. But that also, they got Terry signed with respect for what he's done and what he'll do for this franchise. So we'll get to the deal. This year, Terry was supposed to make $20 million not counting the parts of his signing bonus that had rolled into this year. What they've done is they've given Terry a $30 million signing bonus. So that's when he puts ink to paper, when he signed the deal, he gets $30 million. We'll talk about how that money allocates in a second. But his salary for this year shrinks from $20 million to $2 million. Now, the strategic reason there is the $30 million essentially becomes his salary for this season. But because it's a signing bonus, not a salary, it counts against the salary cap over the duration of the contract, which is 5 years. So signing this deal gives the team a lot more salary cap space this season. I understand why you do that. You want to stay flexible at all times. It's a little weird because they don't need the cap space this year. Now, you can roll it over. It's like the old singular wireless plan. You can roll those minutes over. They'll roll that cap space over. But they didn't need to. They could have front-loaded this if they wanted to, because I would think they're out of major moves at this point, unless there's, you know, some kind of big trade looming that's really off of my radar, given how late we are. And look, the Cowboys aren't trading Micah Parsons to the Commanders, so get out of town with that if that's what you plan on suggesting. So his salary for this season all but disappears, but he gets a $30 million signing bonus. Now, let's talk about next year before we talk about that signing bonus. Next year, he's fully guaranteed. And next year, Terry's going to make about $25 million. There's a lot of incentives in here every year. There's a lot of bonuses. He's getting $300,000 for 83 catches. He's getting $300,000 for making the playoffs. He's getting $300,000 for 1,097 yards. That's the marker. It's not 1,000. It's 1,097. He's getting $300,000 for 10 touchdown catches and a $500,000 bonus if he is either first or second team All-Pro at the end of the year. Yeah, don't think too hard about that. Your brain will explode. What you need to know is there's a lot of incentives in here that he can get. He's fully guaranteed. Here's how I'm choosing to view this. I think they made Terry essentially a $30 million wide receiver this year and next year through the signing bonus, through the contracts. And I think that was the number all along. I think that was the respect number. I'm glad they got to it. Now, we talk about this contract shortcomings, and I will in a second. But I want to be clear. I think if you choose to view it that way, and that's how I'm choosing to view it, he is a $30 million receiver this year, and he is a $30 million receiver next year, and I'm really glad he got to that number. It does not break down phenomenally for Terry after that. The 2027 season, that's 3 years from now, is not even a little bit guaranteed, and it's for about $28 million, which is going to be, it's going to put us right back where we are right now. That is going to be a disrespectful number at that point if he's still top of the league. The 2028 number is way more than $30 million. It's about $34 million. He's never going to touch that money. It's not guaranteed. The team is not paying a receiver $34 million at age 33 unless something really strange happens between now and then. And then 2029 is the world famous void year, which is the maneuver that allows them to push all this salary cap money into another season and spread it out even further. So it's probably as good as Terry could have done, and I don't think the team had to go as far as it went, but I'm glad they went as far as they did, and I'm glad he's taken care of this year and next year. And then we're gonna have this discussion again in 2 years because the number's not good in 2 years. He'll be 32, though. You're not going to have a lot of leverage then. And by then, I think we'll all be familiar with Adam Peters' style, which is, man, do it or don't do it. So 32-year-old Terry's going to have issues. 33-year-old Terry's going to be looking for a team. We all see this, unless it gets dramatically restructured between now and then. But you're good for the next 2 years, and Terry's getting a number that conveys respect for the next 2 years. I like that. So I was worried this would go too far the other way. It's obviously nowhere close to the $96 million number that was reported, but we all knew that was going to be the case. I think in the end, it gives Terry a measure of respect, puts him in that top tier. He is in that top tier. He is a wide receiver one in the National Football League. That was the big one, of course. That was the major transaction yesterday, and those details landed. I know we were all We're all excited to see those details, see how it goes. He's back on the field. They're back on the field. Practice today. They're going to do an evening practice today. That'll give them time to assemble the practice squad, to assemble the waiver wire pickups. And I'm curious what the next 4 to 6 hours look like after we're off the air. Rich Eisen will be on. AWOD's off this week. Rich Eisen will be on as they announce the waiver claims. I'm guessing they put in at least one or two. There's still moves to come here. Their quarterback room, they got three: Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, Josh Johnson. Given Mariota's health, you're probably keeping Josh Johnson on the roster into the season. I could see a point where they go down to two if they start to feel comfortable with Mariota. I think Josh Johnson can go to the practice squad. Now, as a veteran, if you've been around in the league forever, as Josh Johnson is, this is a weird quirk of NFL accounting. Once you've accrued a certain number of seasons, and I believe it's four, but it might be six, so don't quote me on this. If you're on the roster week one, all 17 weeks are guaranteed at full salary. So Josh Johnson, even if he gets yanked, practice squad, and back up, still gets his full salary for the season. So that's a sign that he's going to hang around for the year. Running back, we told you they were going to take four. They took four. B-Rob seems happy in San Francisco. I think he'll get chances. The bigger question there is, what is Kyle Shanahan doing? Drafts Isaac Arendo, tosses him aside, has the price cards. Oh, B-Rob's my number two now. Isaac who? Yeah, no, that's not my guy. That's a different discussion for a different day. Only the five wide receivers, and look, none of them captivated us. None of them. Michael Gallup didn't make the case. KJ Osborne didn't make the case. I told you there weren't going to be any cuts that I got mad about. There aren't any cuts I got mad about. You saw it in the preseason. His team doesn't have 53 good players on it yet. That's what Adam Peters is working on. And the big stat yesterday, of course, this is the oldest roster in the National Football League. Oh, no. This is the oldest roster in the National Football League since at least 2012. This is the oldest roster since, and Jimmy Kempsky does the math, since he started this 13 years ago, this is the oldest roster in the NFL. There's a very legit reason for that. They don't have enough draft picks, and they've got a roster that is needing reinforcements, and you can only take so many rookies in. You can only take so many guys in that don't produce right away, because you need production, because you got Jaden Daniels. That's your guy. The Commanders, oldest team in the NFL in the last 13 years, 28.1 years old, the average age. We'll dive further into that. Zach Joachim joins the program. Talk high school football with us. Stick with us. It's 910 The Fan, not 105. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide. The free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Wednesday morning. Just here with all our friends. Jeremy's learning to work the ones and twos here. Zach Joachim dropped by for a few. I love that. Like, I want to talk about VCU basketball. I will not leave your program talking to talk about VCU. You talk about VCU basketball. We're the home of the Rams. Absolutely. Hazel's here with us. Hazel, you know my friend Blaine. I'll just call him out by name here. Texted me this morning and said the people demand you do 2 minutes on the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce engagement, to which I said, sure, I will, but I'm going to surprise you. I don't have a ton of thoughts. Taylor Swift, I have a ton of thoughts about. You know this. You've hung out with me for a while.
Indeed.
Big Swiftie. Very much so. I could probably do the next 35 minutes of radio on her repairing with Max Martin to produce her new album. I probably could. I'm not going to, because I respect y'all too much. Just know, I could do that.
I know where your passion lies.
Travis Kelce is one of the great tight ends in NFL history and plays for my favorite team and is loads of fun and has a great podcast. I love Travis Kelce.
Boom.
I could do the next 35 minutes of this radio program on Travis Kelce running routes and what it means for the Chiefs this season, where he stacks up. I think it's incredible. I think he's one of the five best tight ends in the history of professional football, and I think he's the second best tight end in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs, which is a weird thing to say. We've been blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag
in Kansas
blessed.
City. I care deeply about Taylor Swift's music. I care about Taylor Swift's music. I care deeply about Travis Kelce's football. Mm-hmm. I don't have thoughts on them getting engaged. And all the takes I see don't do anything for him. He's like, can you believe how big the ring is? I can.
It's Taylor Swift.
She's Taylor Swift. That's believable. There's no version of this story that... Did you know that, like, that's the Queen of England's former wedding ring? Sure, she's Taylor Swift. Yeah, mm-hmm. Why wouldn't she have the Queen of England's former wedding ring?
Right.
Yes. There's no... I'm happy for them. We all want to believe in love. I'm enormously happy for the both of them.
I think that's the only take there is.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
I just don't have more than that. But I'm happy to address the two of them in their individual pursuits at any time. But that's not why you're here, Hazel. You're here because there is a story that I do feel deeply and passionately about that we need to get to the bottom of, and that is Maymont, love Maymont, mm-hmm. Has a baby porcupine, better known as a porcupette.
Of course!
And it's
sure.
cute. It's cute. You're looking at the picture. I sent you the thing.
I am. It's really cute.
It's adorable.
A bit surprisingly cute, to be honest.
It's adorable. Look at that. It's going to grow
got
up.
A little carrot.
It's going to grow up and sting you, but until then, and prick you. But until then, it's adorably cute. They are running a poll, name the new baby porcupine, and today is the last day to vote, and they released the leaderboard. We have five options on what to name the new porcupine. The leader right now is Prickles. Prickles the porcupine.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Agreed. Barb is number two.
I see where they're coming from. Yep.
I get it. Number three, Rizzo. It's a nod, I guess, to Riz, which is the young people's term for being
flirty. I was
going to
say, I didn't know Mike Rizzo was so popular.
It's named after former Nationals GM Mike Rizzo, 19.6% of the vote. Quilma in fourth place.
I don't get it, but it is my favorite.
Wilma from the Flintstones.
What? That's what the relation is?
No, oh. No. You guys guessing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not speaking knowledgeably.
Well,
but it's clearly
you.
A play on the name Wilma.
Yeah.
I think the most famous Wilma is Fred Flintstone's wife, right?
I think you're right, yeah.
I can't name another Wilma off the top of my head.
Quilma.
And Sally is number five. I don't know.
Okay, but Sally has a reason,
oh,
I think.
Oh, bring it.
Because there's two porcupettes.
Okay.
But one has already been named.
What's it been named?
Sandy.
Sandy and Sally?
Yeah.
It's in fifth for a reason.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Give me your porcupine name breakdown here.
Well, Quilma is obviously number one.
All right. Well,
there's just I don't know what we're doing with Quilma in fourth right now, to be honest.
Well, I think I know what we're doing because I've seen the rules.
Oh.
You can't just go online and vote.
Oh, yeah.
It costs $25 to cast a vote. Now, that's a donation to Maymont, which is a phenomenal cause. Nobody's dunking on Maymont here. Support Maymont. But, like, in a true online popularity contest, you and I would be banging that button right now for Quilma.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the kind of dough to make Quilma number one.
Yeah, you gotta pay to play on this, huh?
You got to pay to play.
So the Prickles is the wealthy section of Richmond.
The Richmond aristocracy
has chosen Prickles.
Is playing it safe with Prickles at the moment. Barb's very much got a chance at winning this
Barb's
thing, though,
very
by the
close
end of the
behind.
Night.
We got Prickles at 28 and Barb at 25.
They're similar names.
Yeah.
They're both plays on the thing the porcupine is going to do when it gets older and less cute. And and nobody wants to go to Maymont to see it.
But reminder, it's real cute right now.
It's so cute right now. It's adorable.
It's real cute. I have to say that they're allowing you to take photos with them. It's $85 to go do a photo shoot with the porcupettes.
Do you hold them?
No.
Okay. Well,
you're not allowed to touch them.
Just asking questions here.
Do they put it in like a glass box in front of you and you all like huddle around?
This is like everybody goes to the Louvre and like takes a picture with the Mona Lisa. I don't need to see a picture of you next to the Mona Lisa.
I know what you look like. I know what the Mona Lisa looks like.
I stood next to a glass box that has a baby porcupine. Yeah, I want to see the baby porcupine. I know what you look like.
I'm zooming in.
That's a pinch and a zoom and it's got nothing. Yeah, I don't need to see what you look like. All right, well. We got options.
All right. I'm still pro Quilma, but, you know, Prickles I can live with.
Quilma, excellent name. And the Flintstones is a throwback. That's not even... Flintstones hasn't even done its, like, retro cool... When I was a kid, they had the Flintstones live action movie, which I guess would be the return of the Flintstones, but that's it's probably due for another one at some point. Are we going to do the Jetsons again, or is everybody's like, that future never happened, let's never speak of the Jetsons? I don't know.
I think we're going with the second option there on that one.
We've repressed the memory of the Jetsons ever existing.
Who? What?
Thank you for weighing in on important society.
Pro Quilma, spend your $25. Get out there.
We don't have $25, but if you have $25.
I paid my $20 to Gary for fantasy football this morning.
We have witnesses.
So
you're in.
I have no money. $5. That's it.
I've received assurances that Gary and Gary alone is the commissioner this year, which is very important to me.
It was stressful last year.
For reasons that were litigated on air multiple times last year. I'm glad we won't have to go through that this year. We'll talk about football. We'll do it when we come back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Heavy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, coming at you on a Wednesday morning. Hour number two. We'll take you up to Rich Eisen, AWOD, out this week. Rich Eisen will give you all his thoughts on everything going on in the NFL the day after cut day. Practice squads will be assembled. Waiver wire pickups will be made. And we'll have some wheeling. We'll have some dealing. All right. We were going to have Zach Joachim here. We are efforting to reach Zach. In the meantime, Phil Martelli Jr.'s VCU basketball coach. This feels like a good time to hear from our friend Phil Martelli Jr. This is a longer clip than we traditionally play on this program, but we're going to for a couple reasons. One is, this is our friend Robbie Robinson. All right, Zach says give him a call one more time. So we will get to Phil Martelli Jr. because this is a great clip. We're not, sometimes, and this is just confessional, I'll sit in the confessional booth with you. Sometimes we play these clips to eat innings, like a middle reliever in baseball, and we don't actually believe in the clip. We just believe in filling the time while we wait for something to happen. I actually really love this exchange between Phil Martelli Jr. and Robbie Robinson from their podcast the other night. Grab that whole podcast. We'll get to that. We're going to put that on pause for a bit, though, because we're going to talk a little high school football this morning as well, because we've got a lot of high school football going on this weekend. It is opening weekend. You've got some big games. Two of them are going to be on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. Prince George, Glenn Allen, Tom Hall going for win number 200, which would put him in rarefied air. St. Christopher's Huguenot on Friday night. What a season in store at Huguenot. Coach Charles Scott got them rolling last year, brought his private school team on over. Some other games to watch this week as well. A lot of Thursday action this week. L.C. Bird will play Midlow on Thursday night. Waiting to see what L.C. Bird has after they lose a lot of starters from their team that reached, somewhat unexpectedly, the state semis last year. They're also in Class 6 now, which is an interesting wrinkle as well. Henrico at Petersburg, new coach down in Petersburg. By the way, how quickly did the shine get taken off of that? New Petersburg football coach, the new Petersburg basketball coach. So we kind of stopped talking about the new Petersburg football coach. But he's a former NFL player, Jerome Mathis, down there in Petersburg. Henrico will give them a test on opening night. And, of course, covering it all at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com, is our guy, Zach Joachim, who joins us on Wednesdays. Summer's over, Zach. It's time to get back down to business. Happy opening week to you.
Don't tell me summer's over yet. That makes me sad. But it is football season, which certainly makes it feel like it's, you know, the fall is on our doorstep and summer's over. But I still plan on enjoying the river some this weekend. We got some sunny days left here.
Go outside. Summer's over. It's not summer outside. This is fake fall. We all know the rules. It's going to get back to 100 degrees soon enough. Do not adjust your dial. Do not adjust your wardrobe. It'll get hot again quickly. We're actually going to have a beautiful weekend for opening night of football Thursday and Friday, and then get you out to the river this weekend, of course. Do you know where you're going to be? What games do you have circled here?
I'm going to be at Poates on Thursday night for that L.C. Bird at Midlothian game that you mentioned. I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. We have Bird ranked at number 5 in the top 10 going into the season, in part out of respect for what they did last year. Matt Bland, in his first year at the helm of a program that he played for, accomplished some great things. They always have a wonderful defense. I think expect them to get back to kind of the run-oriented traditional attack that you associate with L.C. Bird and the teams that won state championships in the early 2010s. That was how they were successful on that side of the ball for a long time. They aired it out a little more last year, And their defense won them games, right? They weren't great offensively. They struggled with some turnovers and some inconsistency on that side of the ball. But the defense was outstanding, led by Chris Whitehead, man. If you have not seen that kid yet, he's a four-star recruit right now. Won't be surprised if midway through the year he's made a five-star, 6'3", 210-pound defensive end, and they're going to get him involved as a tight end on the offensive end as well. He's almost always going to be the best athlete on the field. He's one of the most fun players in the area to watch. But Midlow is good. Phil Gross is a good coach. They've accomplished some good stuff there over the last couple of years, kind of continuing the momentum that Matt Hutchings built at that program. They finished 7-4, made the Region 5 quarterfinals last year. And Poates is a tough place to go. Always an awesome atmosphere, so I'm excited for that one. And then I'm going to be at Huguenot on Friday night, which I don't know if you touched on that one yet, but that's going to be a lot of fun. Rare VISAA DHSL crossover with St. Christopher's, visiting a Huguenot program that's done some great things in the last few years under Charles Scott and has a ton of talent. So going to go see Darius Gray, five-star recruit committed to South Carolina. He's probably the pound-for-pound the best player in the Richmond area right now, and he's going to lead St. Christopher's trying to pull off what would be an upset at Huguenot with that really talented Falcons outfit. But that game's going to be a lot of fun, and they're dedicating the field to legendary Huguenot coach Richard McPhee. So a lot going on Forest Hill Avenue on Friday night.
Now I'll get the shameless plug in. Richard McPhee joins Gary and Coach Chris in the booth at halftime on 1140 WRVA on our game of the week. I see that Zach, of course, has impeccable taste as well, making that his game on Friday night. We love a private school, public school matchup. See who stacks up where. And Huguenot's certainly one of the more fascinating teams. You mentioned the offensive lineman who's making some serious moves, Darius Gray, who, maybe the best in the whole nation, right? I don't think, recruiting services are saying that. I'm not saying that. I haven't watched the whole nation's worth of offensive linemen. It's August. We're talking with Zach Joachim. He's seen a grand total of zero high school football games. I'm not sure there's been a year, though, where you start the season and the player of the year race has been as completely wide open as it is right now for you.
So it's not crazy for you to say that Darius, the best offensive lineman in the country, the 24/7 sports composite rating has him as number two as an interior offensive lineman throughout the whole nation. He's the number 16 overall recruit in his class in the country and number one in Virginia. So that's not crazy at all for you to say that. I also haven't watched every top offensive line prospect around the country, but he's very much in that conversation. And you mentioned the VHSL BISAA crossovers. We're getting more of those this year, which is awesome. I think the VHSL has done good stuff in the last few years with, I believe they're assigning a classification now based on enrollment to the private schools. So it makes more sense than it used to scheduling wise for the public schools to play them. They kind of got rid of that quirk in the scheduling and the point system that made it so that the public schools didn't want to play the private schools because it kind of was essentially a bye game for them in terms of building points for the playoffs. Now they get points for it. And so you're going to get St. Chris Huguenot in this week one. You get Metoica Benedictine, which I believe is week two. That's an awesome matchup too. And then Trinity Glen Allen toward the end of the year. So you've got the three private schools that in recent years have had the best teams. That's no disrespect to a collegiate program that has accomplished a lot as well. I think they're going to play Albemarle this season, so they've got a fun public school matchup too. But those three programs, Trinity and Benedictine, obviously the road to a state championship has gone through those two programs in recent years, and St. Chris has had some really good teams too, and they're going to match up with some of the area's best public school programs, which is really fun. Man, other ones I've got my eyes on this weekend, Metoica at Hermitage on Thursday is going to be a lot of fun. Metoica lost a lot from an incredibly talented senior class last year. Bryce Yates, Dylan Newton Short, Montino Williams, Caleb Williams, some phenomenal players that they had come through that program that accomplished a lot. It will be interesting to see what they look like going to a strong Hermitage program led by Andre Clark Jr., who, if you don't know that name, get to know it. That's another one of the best players and prospects in the Richmond area. I was at Hermitage's practice the other day and got a chance to talk to him. He's a great kid. He's committed to Michigan and had some really cool stuff to say about some of the 804 guys who are going to that Michigan program. Shamari Earls, who was top recruit in the area out of Thomasdale last year, he's there now. And everyone knows Savion Heider, the electric running back at Louisa. He's another Michigan recruit. And so a lot of 804 guys going to that program, and they have some strong connections. So really enjoyed talking to him. He's a defensive back and receiver. So I got eyes on that one. That's where Weldon's going to be And then we got Prince George at Glen Allen on Thursday too, which is really interesting. Glen Allen had a great year last season in Malik Sexton's first year at the helm. And Tom Hall, man, I think we all knew Tom Hall was going to get Prince George, a former Manchester coach on the precipice of 200 career wins. We all knew he was going to get Prince George going in the right direction. I don't know if we knew it would happen this fast. They're obviously in an ascendant place right now. Look out for Lawrence Hewlett, their junior running back, to have a huge season. So I'm excited for that one as well. And it's a great lineup in our first week of high school football. We haven't even mentioned the only top 10 matchup of the week, which is Hopewell, ranked at number 10 for us, at number 4, Highland Springs on Friday. That one's going to be a ton of fun. Two of the 804's most successful programs over the year. Highland Springs, it'll be interesting to see what they look like offensively with Antoine Richardson stepping in at quarterback for them. Played wide receiver and defensive back last season. Eric Bird, their running back, I expect to have a huge season. We did kind of a bold predictions thing this week ahead of the high school football season, and I said he's the front runner for All-Metro Offensive Player of the Year. Missed a lot of last year due to injury after he had a breakout sophomore season. Dayron Ferguson had a great year leading that Springer's backfield. Dayron's a Thomas Jefferson now. Eric Bird is a senior set to lead that backfield behind what's always a great offensive line. And then I was out at Hopewell last night for T'Ron Richardson's commitment and did a story on that today. He's a two-way lineman, committed to Oklahoma last night. His recruitment really blew up this offseason. That's another one of the best players in the 804 that'll be on the big stage on Airport Drive on Friday night at what's always an amazing atmosphere at Highland Springs.
I refuse to sleep on Highland Springs, Zach. I know you didn't. Brian is number one, and Gary came in here and told me Brian is number one, and Rob Witham emails me and tells me Verina is number one. I refuse to sleep on the Springers. I won't do it.
Verina has got to be the undisputed number one right now. I think that was unanimous across all voters with all the talent that they bring back and some of the pieces that they added. Sir Paul Cheeks, amazing name, by the way. Nicknamed Jesus in cleats. Have you had that discussion on the air? He was at LC Bird last year. He's now at Verina this year. Incredible speed. He's a running back, but they're going to line him up in the slot a little bit too and probably use him in kind of a Debo Samuel gadget role to get the ball in his hands and space as much as they possibly can. Brian has got tons of talent. Jayshon Richardson, their defensive lineman, committed to UVA, was the All-Metro Defensive Player of the Year last year. Damari Carter, another UVA commit, one of the best big play receivers in the area. I think that's one of the big narratives going into the year is can they knock off Phoebus, right? Four-time reigning champions. That Verina lost to in the state final last year. The final of that game was 23-6. It was closer than that for anyone who really watched that game. Verina quarterback Caleb Weich went down late in the second half, and that was really the point at which Phoebus separated in that game. If Verina can keep Caleb healthy, he's an amazing athlete. He played two ways for them last year. Don't expect him to play as much DB this year because he's so important for them to keep healthy at quarterback. I think they got every chance to knock off Phoebus. But yes, don't sleep on Highland Springs. Lauren Johnson, obviously one of the best coaches in the state, and that program is going to have an imposing offensive line. They're going to pound the rock. Like I said, Bird's going to have a great year. And then defensively, they're always going to be stout. A couple of guys that I expect to stand out for them, Jamonte Archer, really athletic defensive end who was at Henrico last year. LaDainian Brown was one of the top tacklers in the area last year. He was a linebacker at Matoaca. And that Springer's defense is not going to allow a whole lot of big plays. And it feels disrespectful to have them at number four. And that's a testament to the standards of that Highland Springs program, that ranking them at number four going into the season feels low. And they lost four games last year. Those four losses were to Oscar Smith, Maury, and Phoebus, your class 6, 5, and 4 champions respectively, and to Verina, the class 4 runners-up. So they play an incredibly difficult schedule. They're going to challenge themselves throughout the regular season, be ready to play their best ball come playoff time, and I'd expect them to get back to a 6A final. And that's the question, is can they get past Oscar Smith in a 6A final?
I'll quote the great theologian Ric Flair, who said, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. Highland Springs can earn their way up there. They'll play Verina. They'll get their chance to do that. I got my popcorn ready. It's going to be a great season. Zach Joachim's all over it, of course, at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and Richmond.com. We're excited to have you back on Wednesdays. I know our paths will intersect many times between now and state title weekend. Just enormously excited to be rolling and looking forward to having you on every week to break this thing down for us.
Is it VCU season yet? Is it too early for us to touch on? Because I'm ready to go, man. I'm with the Rams content. You're getting excited for high school football season. That's obviously the focus right now. but a lot of buzz surrounding this VCU team and Phil Martelli's first year. We ain't got time to talk about that.
Give me 60 seconds here on VCU basketball. We'll sneak it in. I'm prepared to wait until the black and gold game, but I'll indulge your excitement.
I probably should be waiting until the black and gold game. So, quick hitters, the non-conference schedule looks really strong. They haven't come out with the full one yet, but early season, November 7th, going to be playing Utah State in Frisco right outside Dallas. Will Wade, also, honestly, a lot of respect for Will Wade, the VCU community right now, for scheduling a home-and-home with VCU. So the non-conference schedule looks strong, and then they're going to have some good opportunities at the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. I've never been out of the country, and it looks like I might be going to the Bahamas because Tech is there, too. So I'm also going to be covering Virginia Tech. That's going to be awesome. You got a lot of new pieces to meld together, right, with five returners with this group. But I went to summer practice a couple of times, and I'm trying not to get too excited, man. I think everyone in the VCU community is trying not to get too excited. You've heard some great stuff about what this group can accomplish from the likes of Ed Nixon, you know, guys around that program who know it as well as anyone. And I think this has a real chance to be one of the best VCU teams we've had in recent memory, maybe get back to an NCAA tournament and perhaps break that run. VCU getting to March Madness, but they haven't won an NCAA tournament game since 2016. I think this group is fully capable of it. Jadrian Tracy, transfer from Oregon, who's won NCAA tournament games, is kind of the glue guy and the connector for this group. Brandon Jennings, Terrence Hill, Christian Furman, Michael Bell, that group of returners kind of keeping the culture of the program solidified and continuous. And then a lot of these transfers coming in, man, Nick Lewis, the incoming freshman, Jordan Tillery as well, and then Ahmad Noel, Tyrell Ward, a lot of guys coming from power conference schools. And with the recruits that VCU has had coming in, the Sammy Jackson out of Pennsylvania, I think you're seeing that with the resources this program has right now, they can compete with power fours, power fives, in terms of NIL to get some of the best recruits in the country. Some great vibes coming out of Phil Martelli's VCU as they get ready for their first season here. I'm excited.
Do you have your passport?
That's a work in progress. I need the passport.
Just know that's not like buying a candy bar. That takes a minute, Zach. So
it does take a minute. I printed out the form and everything. I just got to bring it into the center. Thank you for reminding me about that, because I should probably do that like today or tomorrow.
That feels like a good idea. Oh, check in. I will follow up on this next week. I've never given homework on this show, but I'm giving out homework to Zach. Thanks for dropping by. And man, Bahamas, that sounds like a lot of fun.
MP, you're the best, my friend. Sorry again that heart. My dog, we saw each other on the street the other day, and my dog jumped on your pants and stuff. So I'm sorry. Apologies again about that. Harvey says sorry.
There are no hard feelings between me and Harvey, who I love immensely. Harvey can jump on me anytime he wants. I'd prefer you keep a safe distance, but Harvey, he could jump. I'll see each other soon. Zach Joaquin, Richmond Times-Dispatch, Richmond.com. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Mike 910, The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. College football week one. We told you about the Hokies. Beamer Bowl Sunday, 3 o'clock. Saturday night, UVA kicks off at home. Coastal Carolina, who they had their way with last year. We've got a lot of unknowns. Greg Medea, of course, covers the team. For the Daily Progress, you see his stuff on the Richmond Times-Dispatch each day as well locally. Greg, this is the Ask the Expert portion. You come on to answer my questions. I don't think there are answers to a lot of these questions, though. We don't know anything about either of these teams.
Yeah, there are a lot of new players on both sides. Coastal Carolina has new coordinators, new offensive defensive coordinators. They're breaking in a brand new offense, an air raid system. They had been more quarterback run heavy before. Virginia, you know what the schemes are going to be, at least to an extent. Maybe there's some tweaking, Michael, that goes on because they have a new quarterback in Chandler Morris from North Texas, who threw for 31 touchdowns last year. Maybe they do some things that highlight what he's really good at. But you're right. To a point, because of how many transfers Virginia brought in, you don't know exactly what it's going to look like on Saturday when they kick it off against the Chanticleers.
It's going to be a fun one. 6 o'clock, you'll hear it here on 1140 WRVA. Of course, Greg's reporting will be in the Daily Progress before, during, and after the game. You hate writing injury stories during training camp, and it sure felt like y'all wrote a lot of them out in Charlottesville. Where does this roster stand here going into week one?
Yeah, they had a couple big injuries I guess you could say starting back in the spring, right? They made a big push, Michael, in January to really enhance their offensive line and bring in some big-time transfer additions. They thought Monroe Mills, a transfer from Louisville, would be the answer at right tackle. He got hurt a week into spring ball, season-ending ACL injury, so he was done. So they figured, you know what, retool. They went out and they acquired one of the best portal players left in the spring in McKeelan Thomas from Arkansas State. He gets hurt in the very start of training camp, and that's very, very tough. A bone fracture in his foot that'll sideline him for an extended period of time, maybe the whole year. My take is that's just really unfortunate. They did everything they could in the acquisition department there to improve their offensive line. Luckily, they added some more pieces beyond those guys. Wallace Unamba will be the starter at right tackle. He played last year at New Mexico, didn't allow a sack, but certainly tough when you thought maybe Unamba would be a swing guy, play right or left tackle, be a key backup. And now he's your starter, and you're counting on him. So that's definitely tough. They had another injury in the secondary. Jamarik Moores from Georgia State, a transfer who they thought would be in contention for a starting role. He suffered a torn ACL, and that was after Jam Jackson and Dre Walker had ACL injuries in the spring. So those two positions of need for the Cavaliers, very, very, very tough to lose those pieces. That said, they added plenty at those two spots, and they're hoping it's enough to overcome the tough injuries to a couple of key players there.
That is a heck of a roll call, and we'll see if their luck can't bounce back during the season. You mentioned a lot the offensive line there. They'll be protecting Chandler Morris. So what have you seen from him early in camp here? That was the marquee addition for sure.
Yeah, I think he's your veteran, proven, seasoned quarterback. I think he understands what he's good at, what he's not good at. I think there's been a lot more communication between him and the offensive staff than probably the past quarterbacks the past couple of years at Virginia. And that's not anybody's fault, I don't think. I just think with Morris's football acumen, his understanding of the game, he's not afraid to say when something doesn't work in practice, hey, I'm not comfortable doing that. Whereas the last couple of years, right, they had quarterback battles between Anthony Calandria and Tony Musket. Those guys are just trying to figure out their role, settle on their role, and maybe not ready to quite speak up to that level yet. Morris, he's been the number one guy, the clear-cut guy. He was their headlining transfer portal addition, they've made no mistake that he's their guy. So when you're in that position, you've been around a little bit, right, played in a bunch of different versions of an air raid offense, beginning at Oklahoma, at NTCU, and then North Texas, you have a feel, and you do have a voice to speak up.
On paper, I think best quarterback here since Bryce Perkins, at least. We'll see how it plays out during the season. NIL's the topic, of course. Greg Mendia joins us here from the Charlottesville Daily Progress. And we've followed the headlines, as I know you have, with Babcock of Virginia Tech. I need $60 million more dollars. I need more resources. We can't afford to stay competitive. It feels like UVA pumped some money into the program this year. I know everybody always wants more, but where do they stand in the ACC pecking order here as we get ready to start this season in terms of resources and what they're investing in their team?
Yeah, they went out and invested this offseason, Michael. You look at what they did in the portal the previous couple of off seasons, right? They were kind of picking and choosing. Occasionally they'd find a diamond in the rough, so to speak, right? Malik Washington a couple of years ago from Northwestern turned him into an excellent, all ACC level receiver, one of the better receivers in the country in 2023. But it was picking from, an offensive lineman from the Ivy League. It was picking out an FCS guy. This year it was a total overhaul, and they spent money to get good players right, beginning with the quarterback in Morris, and the offensive lineman who unfortunately got hurt in Monroe Mills and Keelan Thomas. And then you think about what they did at receiver, right? Brought in Jamal Edrin from Purdue, who's a proven pass catcher. Those guys don't come cheap. Even some of the other receivers they brought in, Jaden Thomas had played in the national championship game with Notre Dame last year and was part of their team. Defensive ends are not cheap players, and they brought in five defensive ends in Fisher Kamak and Kazeem Moore, and then Mitchell Melton from Ohio State, who was a national championship player last year. So they went out and they made a real effort, and that started, when they got this big anonymous donation last January, because I think people around Virginia, people within the program, realized they're starting to fall behind a little bit roster-wise, and if they wanted to turn the corner, they were going to have to spend some money. So at least in the roster department, right, they've already upgraded the facilities. That's taken care of. That was last summer that they opened up their new football facility. The facility's taken care of now. The roster seems to be in a better place. And I think if you're Virginia, you got to hope that this roster comes through and at least gets you to a bowl game. That way you can start to build and not have to totally overhaul it again through the portal next year and the year after, right? You're gonna want to start to see some continuity in the roster and not have to do it like you did this offseason, because that's really, really expensive. And if you can start to keep some players who are good, that'll help you in the long run too.
It's going to be a lot of fun. They invest in the program. They've got a schedule that may be a little kind to them this year. We'll see.
Yeah.
You never know in college football until the games start playing. Greg Medea, Daily Progress in Charlottesville. You read him in the Times-Dispatch as well. Thank you for making a few minutes for us, and have fun under the lights on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Michael. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. I will try to make a trek out to Charlottesville before the season's over. Some fun games on tap there. Thank you to Greg for dropping by. I am holding in my hand Terry McLaurin's contract. I'm going to break it down for you. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.